We all know that fatty foods can add inches to your waistline. Now, in Denmark, they'll also lighten your wallet. This weekend, a so-called fat tax went into effect there. The tax charges an extra 16 kroner, or about $3, for every kilogram of saturated fat. Butter, oil, sweets, Danes are paying more for all of them now. The government hopes costlier junk food will lead to better Danish diets and to a bump in tax revenue. For more on the new tax, we're joined by Jacob Sorgenfri Kjær. He's a business reporter for the Danish newspaper Politiken. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
How did this tax come to be? Where did the idea come from?
Well, it's been a discussion for some time now. What can you do to basically improve public health? And we've seen before a small increase on some sorts of fats, but this one is by far the most intense tax scheme that we've seen.
You say a response to public health. Is obesity a problem in Denmark?
Not in comparison to other countries. For instance, in the US, one third is suffering from obesity, and in Denmark, it's one out of 10. So it's not, in comparison to other countries, a big issue. Then again, if you look at the prospects, then it will grow to become a substantial problem.
So give me a sense, say, of the price of a package of butter on Friday versus a package of butter today, now that the tax is in place.
That would be local currency, like 2 crowns, saying pretty much 50 cents. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but then again, I just came back from a local grocery, and it's 800 products right there that needed to change price labels. That's why we've seen that people have been hoarded butter, bacon, milk, cookies, and pre-cooked foods the past month. We've talked to some of the local food producers, saying that, well, they increased their sale by 50-60% just in September because, well, people just basically queued up to get their favorite products at a cheaper price.
So this can add something like 10 to 15% on top of the average grocery bill now in Denmark, right?
Well, if people continue their habits of buying the same products, but then again, the whole concept of this new legislation is that people should change their habits. We have a new center-left government coming into place today, and they started off by saying, well, we're going to continue this focus on public health through taxes. So this is definitely a development that's here to stay.
But I do understand that some crafty Danes are driving over the border to neighboring Sweden and Germany to get their fat tax-free, right?
That's a big issue for the government. They need to look into how can we try to make the Danes live more healthy. But the risk is, of course, that people, they travel 1 hour, 2 hours down to Germany or to Sweden, and then they just buy all their groceries there, and that makes no taxes coming into the Danish government. So you need to balance it, and that's the whole discussion here.
That's Jacob Sorgenfri Kjær. He's a business reporter for the Danish newspaper Politiken, talking about the new so-called fat tax in Denmark. Jacob, thanks.
Sure, anytime.
This is NPR.